A tragic error on the part of many people throughout the world is to assume that the will of God for them might be something unpleasant, or such as sickness, misfortune, or even death, or things of that nature. Now, the will of God, of course, is the nature of God, and God is life, and life can't wish death. That's absurd. That's a complete contradiction. How could life die? How could God die? God has no beginning or end, older than night or day, younger than the babe newborn, brighter than light, darker than darkness, beyond all things and creatures, yet fixed in the hearts of everyone. So God is life, had no beginning or end. And so the tendency of life is to express itself. It feels, life feels itself to be beauty, to be joy, to be harmony, to be love, to be wisdom, order, and beauty. It seeks to express itself through you. God is the life principle, and life is always seeking to express itself. It's seeking a holy receptacle that it might express itself at higher levels through you. It's the will of God is the tendency of life itself. The tendency of life is to express itself. Notice how, if you cut yourself, how the life principle seeks to heal you. Or if you burn yourself, it reduces the edema, gives you new skin and tissue. It always seeks to heal, to restore. The Bible says, "He restoreth my soul." And the doctor says, "I dress the wound, but God will heal it." Or nature, they might say. Well, that's the healing presence in you. It's the infinite healing presence in everybody. All prayers are answered according to the level of your belief. You're told it's done unto you as you believe. And to believe is to live in the state of being it, to be alive to something, to accept something as true. According to your faith is it done unto you. Not faith in a creed or a dogma, but faith in the creed of laws of your own mind. If you say the will of God is that you suffer, that is your prayer. And of course you suffer accordingly, because you're giving the wrong instructions to your subconscious mind. If you believe that you must suffer, according to your belief, is it done unto you. But how could spirit suffer? God is spirit, the only presence and power, absolute bliss, absolute harmony. There's nothing to oppose it, challenge it, thwart it, vitiate it. It's the only presence and power. It can't fight itself. The trouble is that the will of the infinite for you is something grander and greater than you could possibly conceive of. So the real truth is that the will of the infinite for you and for everyone is perfect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?